Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about a new friend joining us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Wheeler is here. Scott is Executive Director of the National Republican Trust PAC. And that name Republican tells you, should tell you all you need to know about his political ideologies, political leanings. He probably spins to the right. And we're here to, I actually have two or three things I want to talk to him about. One of them is about an article he wrote called "Is It Time to Ban the IRS?" And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But he also has some other credentials, including he also, for one thing, he's an investigative reporter. He is an author, and he is and he's been a member of our military. So he's got some of that background. And I wanted to ask him about something else before we get into the IRS. Scott Wheeler, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you here. Okay, I want to call on your background as an undercover, a deep undercover reporter, where you actually uncovered some activity of by Hamas in America, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And so I don't necessarily want to go into all of that, except to ask you, based on that activity, how do you feel about the recent revelations about what the National Security Agency is doing with regard to capturing or to having access to our private telecommunication information and the PRISM thing where the government has the ability to tap into the major networks, hard drives and servers? What do you think about all that?
Well, if I at any point had believed it was necessary, I certainly wouldn't trust this administration with that kind of authority, given their track record of using the IRS to go after their political enemies, etc.
Right. So let me see if I get this straight. So your problem is not with the government having access to the information. You have a problem with this administration having access to the information?
Well, I think they have a track record of abusing it.
Hold on, Scott. Before we go into the Obama administration, on its face, is this necessary? Is it necessary for the government to have this level of access? In your opinion, based on what you know in your previous work, is it your opinion that the government will benefit from having this information?
I'm loath to say that. I think it's a very tricky thing, and here's part of the problem. They claim, well, we're not listening to any phone conversations or reading emails of American citizens or people in America. However, they are storing the data that contains that information, and so 5, 6, 10 years from now, someone who decides that he wants to find out who his political enemies could abuse it. So we're being presented with a Hobson's choice of saying, look, we're not doing this. But it doesn't preclude them from the capability of going back in history and finding out what your political leanings were and if you're an enemy of the state, so to speak. So without getting too dramatic, the thing is, we have abandoned human intelligence. And HUMINT was provided to us on Boston bombers, and we ignored it. Mm-hmm. So I have a hard time with the same government who failed to see the signs from the human intelligence terrorists.
And a lot of people I think a lot of people don't realize something that I believe that I know, and that is that the Patriot Act didn't so much give the government the ability to snoop on us, although that was part of it, as it did open up the lines of communication between the humans in different agencies. Am I correct about that?
That was the idea of it. It was
to take down the wall between the CIA and the FBI, for example.
Primarily, that was the key. Yeah. They wanted a central clearinghouse of intelligence information so that there was not a problem jumping right. from one agency but, to another. But that wall was there for a reason, mm-hmm. and I'm not defending the wall, but right. the reason was so that because the CIA had the ability to spy on right. people abroad, and the FBI had the ability to use criminal investigative techniques.
So I got to get to a break here, Scott. But so your point is, you're not convinced we need to do away with the government having access. Your big complaint is that you just don't trust this administration with that information.
I also am not sure the government should be trusted with it.
Yeah, I know one thing. There's a constitutional issue involved because the Fourth Amendment is unambiguous about this. And I'm glad we're having a debate about it, folks. I really think it's important for America to have a debate about this issue. We're going to talk about whether we should ban...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.